It's Inauguration Day, and WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Well, it is the president's second term, and many now questioning why there needs to be as much pomp and circumstance as Barack Obama's first inauguration. What's legally required?
Well, he became president for the second time yesterday in a swearing in the blue room of the White House, because the law requires that the president's term begins on January 20th. But there, of course, they wanted to do the public ceremony, and the ceremony that's on the steps of west steps of the Capitol building, with hundreds of thousands of Americans on the mall to witness this. And to me, having been to many of these, it's an important ritual in American politics. I believe, I think it's worthwhile because it is the one day where you can look at the President of the United States being sworn in by the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court with the leaders of both parties of Congress standing nearby and members of Congress on that podium, and everyone has come together, at least for that one day, out of respect for the institution of the presidency. And I think that's important.
So what do you think that we'll see today? You've talked to a lot of folks who are going to be going to the inauguration today. What do you think they're looking for?
I've talked to lots of folks locally who are there, and there's many, many people from this area who are there. One thing that struck me about several of them that I talked to was that they want to take their children, and they want their children to see this, and they want to see, after an election season that was very bitter, very tough, very unsettling, that this is the end result. The end result is that one person becomes president of the United States, and that person then becomes president of all the people. And these people were telling me that they wanted their children to see that as sort of a civics lesson, as a lesson in what it is to be an American.
And you pointed out in the article that folks can read at WVXU.org that it's not just folks that are Democrats that are going.
Oh, no. I talked to a man, Sean Curtis from Cambridge City, Indiana. He's a Republican. He voted for Romney. His wife is a Democrat. She voted for Obama. He's taking his son, and they've always told their children, said, you know, Mommy and Daddy may not agree on politics, but we do agree that once the election is over, we have one president, and he is president of all the people, and he wants his son to see that.
What about other countries around the world? What do you think they observe by this inauguration?
Well, I think it is a good lesson, particularly when you're seeing one party leave office and another party take office, as it was 4 years ago or as it was in 2000. And the rest of the world watches this spectacle and sees that we do this in a peaceful manner. We do this, it's a seamless transition from one party control to the control of the other party. And I think that's a good lesson in democracy for the rest of the world, and particularly other countries that are yearning for democracy themselves.
Now, in other news this morning, Cincinnati City Council, that race starting to shape up. Former Councilman and Mayor David Mann says he might run. You broke that story last week. Is that a big surprise?
That was kind of a surprise. David Mann had told me many times over the years that he was considered himself a recovering politician. He used to joke about it. But, you know, he's somebody who's been committed to public service since the 1970s. And he served as a councilman. He served as mayor. He served one term in Congress. And I think he's getting the itch to come back and do public service again. And I think he'll be a formidable candidate.
What about other folks entering the race? Some other names popping up this week?
Well, yes. Amy Murray on the Republican side, who was briefly on city council as an appointed council member when Chris Monzel became a county commissioner back in 2011. Then she lost in 2011. She's kicking off her campaign for council this week. You've got a few other Democrats that are announced, like Greg Landsman and Michelle Dillingham. But there are going to be many, many more come, you know, start coming out with announcements between now. And actually, you know, the parties are going to put together their slates sometime in the early spring and endorse, you know, entire slates of candidates.
In just a couple of seconds we have left, there are only 9 seats, but the list has been more than double that over the years. How many do you expect this year?
I would think something in the neighborhood of 18 to 20 candidates.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU political reporter. You can read his column and blog at WVXU.org. Howard, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.